On this episode of The Automated Entrepreneur, we continue our discussion, 100 Things Millionaires Do. Today, save before spending. How much money do you save each month? Sadly, none of us saves enough, and far too many people have no savings at all. In a 2018 survey, it was revealed that 25% of 18 to 53-year-olds have no savings at all. There is nothing to fall back on. There is no emergency fund. And another 25% only had enough savings to cover 3 months of living expenses. Not nearly enough. There's a similar situation in the UK, where it was found that 1 in 4 adults have no savings. 1 in 10 spend more than they earn every year. In yet another survey by the Financial Conduct Authority, it was found that 1 in 3 British folks have savings of less than £2,000. Saving is the cornerstone of becoming wealthy. If you can't save, then creating wealth will never happen for you. Sadly for many, especially the young, it is not getting any easier. Salaries are flat or declining, housing and living costs are on the rise, and temptations to spend money are all around us. But here's the good news. You don't have to set aside much each month to make a difference. Just the act of saving will start you into the wealth mindset. And with the gift of time, those small sums that you put aside early can have a large effect by growing into something significant over time. The takeaway: savings is the cornerstone of becoming wealthy. You need to develop a savings mindset. It's tempting to question the value of savings, especially when it means giving yourself financial hardship now in order to save just a small amount. Once you've reached the end of this particular series and fine-tune your financial thinking, or your financial IQ as we call it, you will want to save. When you understand the how, the what, and the why of growing your wealth, you'll get why this is so essential. And as you create your own financial goals, you'll have clear reasons for doing so. Put aside money when you're paid. It's better to start small than not at all. And so you'll want to start now and make it a fixed habit rather than something left to chance at the end of every month. You never want to wait until the end of each month to see how much is left after your outgoings have been paid out. No, in fact, do the opposite. Set aside at least 10% of your salary as soon as you're paid. You can set this up automatically with your bank, where 10% will go into a separate savings account or other investment that will happen to compound day after day going forward. You won't be alone in doing this. According to the Skipton Building Society, 25% of British people are using this direct debit to automatically transfer some of their salary. It works quickly, because if it doesn't wind up in your hands, you can't spend it. Well, how much should you save? Look, start with 10% of your pay. In truth, you want to start with as much as possible, but 10% is a great way to begin. Only you know what your essential expenses and financial commitments are. If you're on a very low salary, you might think that 10% is too much. Well, if it is, then start with 5, but just get started. Alternatively, if you're being well paid, you could and should strive for a higher percentage, perhaps 15 or even 20. If you're lucky enough to be paid bonuses at different points in the year, consider putting all or most of it straight into your investment account. And maybe even put some into a pension scheme or an RRSP or a TFSA, because these will all help to increase your contributions. It all begins by developing a savings mindset. This is the first brick in creating your financial fortress. And that's this episode of The Automated Entrepreneur.